الله وبركاته وأسعد الله أيامكم إن شاء الله. عيد مبارك, the Eid of المولد النبوي الشريف, the anniversary of the birthday of our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, and our sixth Imam, الإمام جعفر بن محمد الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام. Inshallah, be a happy occasion on you, on your families, on your communities, on Islam, on the Muslim community worldwide. And we see Muslim countries progressing, inshallah, moving forward. And we see the wars in Syria and Iraq and Yemen and all over the Muslim countries to come to an end, and they start building their societies and countries, inshallah, based on wahda, unity and harmony and understanding. What we saw yesterday, the day before yesterday in Paris, is very, very despicable and very horrible. It really further damages the name of Islam. Already the French people, they are already, the majority of them, they have suspicion about Islam. And now this incident comes to add injury to the insult, unfortunately, and exacerbate the image of Islam, not only in France, in the whole world. So at least we have to do good. We, in our capacities as individuals and families, and Muslimin who live in the West, let's show the others that this is what you saw in Paris is not Islam. This is not the seerah, the teaching, the ethics of, or the instructions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, those people who killed 12 journalists, they said we were revenging for the Prophet. But believe me, if the Prophet himself were there, he would say, I disagree with this. Because we read in the Sunnah of the Prophet, his seerah, that many people insulted him publicly in poetry. At that time, there were no cartoons or a press. They had this poetry, shi'r. Very insulting. But the Prophet would forgive them. The Prophet did not take revenge. He's not the Prophet of revenge. He's the Prophet of mercy and forgiveness. And this is missing from the minds of many Muslims, unfortunately. This is missing. That the Prophet said, إِنَّمَا, Allah says about the Prophet, what did he say? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, for mankind. You are forgiveness, you are mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the Muslims better Muslims, who can follow the tradition and the true sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On Saturday we have a celebration, Miladun Nabi, inshallah. We would not have salat, so please do your salat at home at 5:15. We begin here at 7:30 sharp, 7:30 with Quranic recitation and with the performance of the Sunday school with poetry, and inshallah our guest speaker, the Honorable Haj Hassanin Rajab Ali, will begin at about 8 or 8:10 inshallah on Saturday. I invite you to be here, although I would not be able to be here, I would be thousands of miles away on the East Coast, but I like you to be here inshallah. And try to bring your checkbook with you so you can contribute something to the Islamic Center, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Surah Al-A'raf. Inam bebakhshid be farsi begam. Jashn tawallud peygamber akram roze shanbe munaqid mi bashad inshallah. Sa'at 7:30, chun dige namaz nadarim, mikhayim in sandali ha ro az qabl amade konim. Namaz 5 rub dar خانه لطف کنید انجام بدید و 7:30 رأس 7:30 برنامه شروع میشه با قرائت قرآن و سخنران خوبی دعوت کردیم که انشالله فرزندانتون، دخترانتون، دیگران از ایشون استفاده کنند. دعوت کنید دوستان بیان برای جشن پیغمبر روز شنبه انشالله. بله اونم فراموش نکنید. اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد. سورة الأعراف آية 200. By the way, we reached Ayah 200 and we have 6 more Ayahs because Surah Al-A'raf has 206 Ayahs. And then we're going to move to, after 3 years, spending 3 years with Surah Al-A'raf, we will go to another chapter, inshallah ta'ala. We try by the end of the 20th anniversary in this masjid, inshallah, if we remain alive and they don't assassinate us, you know, by 2016, which is the 20th anniversary of this masjid, we will complete the tafsir of the whole Quran, inshallah ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyina wa habibi qulubina, Abil Qasim al-Mustafa, Muhammad. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون وإخوانهم يمدونهم في الغي ثم لا يقصرون وَإِذَا لَمْ تَأْتِهِمْ بِآيَةٍ قَالُوا لَوْلَا اجْتَبَيْتَهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَتَّبِعُ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيَّ مِنْ رَبِّي هَذَا بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ هذا بصائر من ربكم وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
The ayah before this, ayah number 199, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And we discussed this last week. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ. Hold. Allah asked the Prophet to uphold three principles. And these three principles are called الْفَضَائِلْ أُصُولُ الْفَضَائِلِ الْأَخْلَاقِيَّةِ. The fundamentals of the Islamic ethics. Three things. Number one, hold to forgiveness. خذ العف. Your policy, your general policy has to be forgiveness and not revenge. The opposite of forgiveness is revenge. In this life, we meet different situations. We deal with various people. Some of them are very nice. Some of them, they enjoy a human character, Islamic character. Some of them are not. How do we deal with those people? Allah says to the Prophet, خُذِ الْعَفْوُ. Take hold to forgiveness always. Try to teach people and educate people. Try to tell them what is good and what is bad. If you decide to take revenge, you are not going to teach. Revenge is not teaching. Revenge, maybe if you take revenge, you feel good here, but this is temporarily. This is temporarily. In the long run, you would not feel good. But if you try to forgive and teach, then definitely you feel good here, perpetual good, forever. You feel good. You have no problem with people. Anbiya and the prophets, they came to guide, to salvage. They are doctors and physicians. They look at the ills of the society and they try to fix it. خذ العف. This is number one. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. The second command is وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. And when I tell you, Ya Muhammad, to halt to forgiveness, I do not mean that you compromise the principles of Islam. I do not mean that if something bad, say good about it. Or if something good, say this is bad. No. I want you to command what is right. And be firm. Do not give concessions. Does not mean that you have to delete part of religion to satisfy people. Allah always says to the Prophet, try to satisfy me, don't satisfy people. Once you satisfy me, the good ones are going to be satisfied. Because whatever you do to satisfy people, you are not going to succeed. خدا را راضی کنید همیشه. خدا را اگر راضی کردیم، خوبان مردم راضی میشن. بعدها راضی میخوان بشن نشن اون مهم نیست. خوبان مردم راضی میشن. Put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Put him first. وَحْكُمْ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. Command what is right. This is the meaning of وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ. And the third principles of Islamic ethics, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Turn away from the ignorance. There are some ignorants who try to provoke you, who try to fight against you. There are some people who are sick. Today I was listening to the NPR. You know how many people who have mental problem we have in the society? Mental problem. Mental sickness. Look at the figures to find out. Mental problem. Some people, they have mental problem. What do you do with them? Do you degrade yourself to their level? Do you fight with them day and night? This is not good. This is not good. You are not going to present Islam to people if you want to fight. So, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Stay away from the ignorance. Let me tell you this story. I shared it with my wife 2 nights ago. Ma'mun al-Abbasi. You all know about Ma'mun al-Abbasi. La'anatullahi alayhi. Ma'mun, who killed our 8th Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, was murdered by Ma'mun al-Abbasi. He had an uncle. His name is Ibrahim. One day his uncle came to Ma'mun. He said to him, what do you say? Always you say Ali was articulate. Ali was, he had balagha. He had eloquency. Ali is this. Because Ma'mun, although he did not like Ahlul Bayt, but he was enchanted by Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. To the degree that some people, they thought that Ma'mun is Shia. He's not Sunni. He cannot be Sunni when he says Ali comes first before others. And he was really enchanted and fascinated by Amir al-Mu'mineen. So he used to speak highly about Amir al-Mu'mineen. So his uncle one day came to him, he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, addressing Ma'mun, he said, what are you telling me? Ali was articulate? Ali was eloquent? He was not. Ma'mun said to him, how do you know that? He said, I saw him in my dream last night. I saw Ali ibn Abi Talib in my dream last night. فَحَاجَجْتُهُ. I argued with him. I argued with him. And I was firm on him. And I crushed him. He did not answer me. He did not answer me. Ma'mun said to him, he never answered you? He said nothing. He said the only thing, he said, salam and salama. Ma'mun said to him, Mordeshuret bibara. He told you the best answer. He told you the best answer. Don't you read the Quran? وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. He gave you the best answer because you are ahmaq. And the answer of the ahmaq is salaman salama. This is from the Quran. Ali is the most eloquent one. He knew what to tell you. He knew what to answer you. So these are the three principles. خذ العف وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. Turn away. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time with the ignorance. Here when these verses came, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Jibreel, he said, Ya Jibreel, Allah is asking me to hold to forgiveness, to turn away from the ignorance, but I get angry sometimes. I can't help it. When I see some gross violations of a human rights, of Islamic rights, of the ethics in the society, I see injustice, I see wrongdoing, I see some people abusing others. How can I control my anger here? How can I control my anger? Jibreel said to him, let me ask my Lord. I can't give an answer by myself. Let me go back to my Lord and ask him. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he came back with this ayah, ayah 200 in Surah Al-A'raf, how to control your anger. He said to him, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. What is nazgh? Nazgh, if you look at the books of literacy and literature, Arabic grammar and Arabic literature, and one of the best book of the Arabic literature is written by a non-Arab, a man from Isfahan. His name is Al-Raghib al-Isfahani, Allama Al-Raghib al-Isfahani. The best book in explaining Arabic literature is written by a non-Arab. His book is Al-Mufradat fi Ghareeb al-Qur'an. Al-Mufradat fi Ghareeb al-Qur'an, and this book is well known. It means that if you need to understand Arabic and the Holy Qur'an, you have to have this book next to you on the desk to open it and see what he says. When he comes to this term, ينزغنك, comes from نزغ. He says, النزغ هو الدخول في أمر لأجل إفساده. نزغ means to infiltrate into a matter, an issue, to sabotage it, to destroy it. So Allah is saying to the Prophet, if Shaitan infiltrates here in your mind, he comes to you, he does waswas, waswasa, whispers to you. Shaitan comes into your mind, into your thoughts, in order to disturb you, to annoy you, to distract you. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Seek refuge in Allah. Go to Allah immediately. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Seek refuge in Allah. Let me ask you this question. If you are close to your mother, or close to your wife, or close to your father, or close to your brother, or you have a friend who's very close to you, and something disturbs you, what do you do? The first thing you do, you go to this brother, to this wife, to this father, to this mother, and tell them, I have a problem. I want to share it with you. I want you to tell me what to do. So you seek refuge in them. Allah says when something disturbs you in this life, and there are a lot of disturbances, a lot of bad news, a lot of difficult situations, to whom you must go immediately? To one who is above your wife, above your husband, above your mother, above your friend, above your confidant. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Go to Him. إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hearing and knowing all things. Allah knows about this situation very well. But He wants you to petition to Him. He wants you to ask Him. He wants you to raise your voice and go to Him and tell Him, I need your help here. You are my creator. You are my nurturer. You are my supplier. I need you in this difficult situation. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. And what is the typical way of doing استعاذ بالله? What should we say? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. In Surah Yusuf, Yusuf alayhi salam, in ayah number 100, he speaks about nazgh. من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي. After Satan had sown enmity. This is the job of Satan. Satan always comes to destroy the relationship between the two neighbors, between the two partners, between the two friends, between the two brothers. This is his job, to sow the enmity and hatred and jealousy and the conflict between them. Shaitan does not like to do islah. The job of the shaitan is to do ifsad, not islah. So Yusuf alayhi salam says, من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي. What happened between me and my brothers is that Satan came in the middle and he sown the seeds of enmity between me and them. وقيل هو الإزعاج والإغراء وأكثر ما يكون حال الغضب. نزغ is bothering or disturbance or troubling or provoking, in particular the time of what? Anger, غضب. At the time of anger. This is called نزغ. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٍ. Once Satan comes to provoke you, immediately say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. We have to go back to Allah. We have to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaytan, you know what he does? He comes to us and he says, somebody insulted you. Are you going to remain silent? If you remain silent, this is not good for you. This is not good for your reputation. You are a strong man. You have to take revenge. You have to destroy him. If he attacks you once, attack him 10 times. But this is not good. This is not good. With someone who's foolish, you cannot descend yourself to his level. This is not good. This would exacerbate the problem. It will make it worse. With this situation, we have to ask Allah, Allah, show me the way. What shall I do? Show me the way. I'm confused here. I'm in a difficult situation. Someone is attacking me. What do you want me to do? فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Surah Fussilat. Also, this verse is written in Surah Fussilat. And we have to teach the Muslims about this verse. Those who attack the non-Muslims and kill the non-Muslims. Al-Qa'ida, they should read the Quran. Al-Qa'ida, who always carry the Quran, but they don't read it. Believe me, they don't practice it. They don't understand it. ISIS, they carry the Quran with their hands, but they don't practice it. Neither they understand it. Surah Fussilat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah 33, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. Good and evil are not equal. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. Good and evil are not equal. اِدْفَعْ, repulse, when there is a problem, repulse this problem and get rid of this problem. بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن. With what is the best, not what is the worst. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. If there is enmity and hatred between someone, you and someone else, when you تدفع بالتي هي أحسن, when you repulse with what is the best meaning what? Meaning what? Good ethics, good akhlaq, good manners. فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة, when there is enmity between you and someone, كأنه ولي حميم. You are going to turn him into a very close and intimate friend. And this is exactly what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. This is why Prophet Muhammad is instrumental in our life. Very instrumental. وَيَعْفُوا عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَ افراد کمی هستن که حاضرن کسانی که بهشون ستم میرسونن و ظلم میرسونن از اونا ببخشن. خیلی کمن. چند درصد جامعه هستن؟ شاید 1%، شاید کمتر. بقیه همه میگن انتقام، انتقام، باید انتقام بگیریم. برای همین اسلام نمیره، به پیش نمیره برای اخلاق مسلمان ها. در حالی که امام صادق میفرمایند پیغمبر اکرم، یکی از صفات بزرگ پیغمبر اکرم، کان یعفو عمن ظلمه، هر کس که باشد به او ظلم و ستم برسوند ایشون عفو میکرد، بخشش میکرد. یعفو عمن ظلمه. ما از اخلاق پیغمبر استفاده نمی کنیم. نماز میخونیم، روزه میگیریم، شعار میدیم، ولی اخلاق واقعی پیغمبر دنبال نمی کنیم. الله سبحانه و تعالی says if you return the assault with forgiveness, with a good lesson, with a good lesson, with a good stand, with an ethical stand, you have to be equipped with iman, not with normal iman, with a high dosage of iman. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا. Not only everyone can do this. Not everyone can forgive at the time of revenge. But few. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Those who practice sabr. They practice it. They train it. They get it trained. It doesn't happen overnight. This is a process that takes a long period of time. 2 decades, 3 decades, 5 decades. You have to teach yourself sabr. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Only those who are at a higher level of, higher status of akhlaq and manners can practice that, can forgive at the time of conflict. This is in Surah Fussilat. Then let's go to the next one. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. For those who practice taqwa, if shaitan comes to them, see, comes to them, the Quran uses the term, very amazing term here. طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. طَائِف comes from what? From the term tawaf. Tawaf, circulating around something called tawaf. Allah is saying the shaitan does not come to you once and he leaves you. He gives up on you. He doesn't do that. Shaitan would come and he would circulate around you. Circulate. He would not leave you. He would not give up on you. He tries one time, twice, thrice, 4 times, 50 times, 60 times, 100 times until he knocks you down. So you have to be vigilant. You have to be vigilant. Open your eyes. Shaitan is not going to give up on you easily. And he says, well, this guy is strong. I can't wrestle with him. He would not do that. طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. He's around you. He circulates. Sometimes, at certain situations, you decide to forgive today. Tomorrow, the shaitan would revisit you and tell you, listen, were you fool yesterday? You tried to forgive him? Don't forgive him. He comes to you. The following day, the following week, the following month. He keeps running after you. He would not let go of you. He will keep chasing you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. They go back to Allah. That's the best medicine. تَذَكَّرُوا has two meanings here. One is ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ, that they remember Allah with their tongue, with their heart. The second meaning of tadhakkaru is tafakkaru. They pause to think. They don't rush into a reaction. They pause. Tafakkaru. They use their brain. They use their reason, aql. They don't use their emotions. At the time of conflict, we always resort immediately to our brain, to our reason, or to our emotions? Where? Emotions first. When someone insults us, when someone says something bad about us, immediately we try to use our emotions. But then Allah says, use your reason. Use your reason. You have a better choice. If you use your emotions, you are going to exacerbate the problem. This is not a solution. This is a bad choice. Use a good choice. Allah has given you reason. Allah said, you are insan. You are a human being. Someone is attacking you. Someone is dealing you. He could be an animal in the shape of a human being. Do not lower yourself to his level. Don't do that. You are a Muslim, you are a mu'min. You have to see the result of your faith, of your prayers, of your connection to Allah. So use your reason. Tafakkaru. Tadakkaru means what? Tafakkaru. They use the reason. Maybe we can't reach a solution, an answer. We have to ask others. What is the answer? What do you think I should do here? I have a problem with in my family, in my neighborhood, in my company, with my neighbor, with my partner, with this, with that. What do you think I should do? So it has two meanings. Tafakkaru, they use their reason when shaitan comes to them. And the other meaning is tadhakkaru, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tadhakkaru fa'idha hum mubsirun. One of the dhikr that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us to always say, always, one of the most powerful dhikr. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. The Prophet says this dhikr is the best dhikr. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. The Prophet says, هَذِهِ كَنْزٌ مِّن كُنُوزِ الْجَنَّةِ. One of the treasure troves of paradise. Kenz. Sometimes you have a kenz here, which it could come to an end. Even the kenz in the dunya, the treasure trove, it could come to an end. But the kenz, the treasure trove in paradise, does not come to an end. This is kenzun min kunuz al-jannah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. This is the best dhikr. When shaitan comes to you, strikes at you, when you have someone who is against you for no reason, always say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam said to his disciple Kumail ibn Ziyad al-Nakha'i, Dua Kumail, you just read Dua Kumail. This guy was the closest person to Imam Ali, his confidant. He said to him, Ya Kumail, قُلْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ شِدَّةِ. Every time you are distressed, you face difficulty in your life, every time, قُلْ لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. تكفها. You're going to be safe. You get out of there safe. Whenever there is shiddah. هرگاه امیر المومنین فرمودن به کمیل. ای کمیل هرگاه در زندگیت یه شدتی یه سختی دیدی مشکلی دیدی این کلمه رو بگو. لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. امير المؤمنين again says, وان اصابتك شده فاكثر من قول لا اله لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. اكثر, not only one time, keep saying لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. We read in the last hours of Imam Hussein's life, historians say when Imam Hussein remained alone, no one with him, no companion, no family member, he was alone, the only male, and he faced the enemy, he used to say every second, لا حول ولا كان يكثر من قول لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Frequently he says, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Imam al-Sadiq says, من قال في كل يوم مئة مرة لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا بالله العلي العظيم دفع الله تعالى بها عنه 70 نوعا من البلاء أَيْسَرُهَا الْهَمْ أَيْسَرُهَا الْهَمْ. If someone says every single day 100 times, repeats this sentence, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, Allah is going to avert him, protect him against 70 times, 70 types of distress. The least of them is anxiety, the least one. 70 نوعاً. هرگاه که 100 بار. کاری هم نداره خیلی وقت هم نمیگیره. 10 دقیقه، 15 دقیقه، کمتر، بیشتر. امام صادق میفرماید 70 نوع بلا خداوند از اون شخص دور میکند. Let's try to remember Allah. When Allah is in your heart, you are rich and you are strong. Believe me. You are strong and you are rich. Do you see sometimes we know some good attorneys and we think when we have a problem, I know the best attorney in town, so I am safe, no one can help me. Although sometimes the attorney, he cannot help his own self. The real attorney is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real defender is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are connected with him. So you know the best attorney in town, in the whole universe, not just in town. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, I heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من أنعم الله عليه نعمة فليحمد الله تعالى. Whenever Allah provides you with a blessing, say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. هرگاه خداوند یه نعمتی به شما بدهد, این کلمه را فراموش نکن. بگیم الحمدلله رب العالمین. نعمت الهیه. من چیزی نبودم. خدا به من داد. و من استبطأ الرزق فلیستغفر الله تعالی. When there is difficulty in your income, in your earning, you are not making enough money, you have difficulty in your risk, in your provision, in your sustenance, say استغفر الله ربي واتوب إليه. Because you have done something. We do something, but we don't pay attention. Sometimes we abuse with the mouth by backbiting, by attacking, and we think we have done nothing. People think that a crime only is murder or driving under the influence or theft. These are not the only crimes. Sometimes you are sitting at home by yourself with no one, and you may commit a crime. When you start thinking bad, evil about someone, this is a crime. This is a crime. Allah says, even if you think, يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Allah says in the Quran, not only when you say it and when you do it, even when you think about bad thing in your mind, يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ, He would hold you accountable to it. You may tell him, Ilahi, but I didn't do anything, it was in my mind. Allah would say, I want your mind to be pure and clean. Do not contaminate your mind. Don't allow yourself to think badly. Don't. يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. So, می فرماید که اگرم مشکلی داشتید در مسئله رزق و روزی, همیشه این جمله رو بخوانید. بگید استغفر الله ربی و اتوب الیه. حالا بگید به فرزندانتون, اونایی که به شما میان میگن که مشکل اقتصادی داریم و نمیدونم شرکتمون چی شده و ما را از کار بیرون کردن, میگید یه خورده استغفر اللهتون رو بیشتر کنید, یه خورده آواز و موسیقی کمتر بشنوید, جاهای بد کمتر برید, استغفر الله بیشتر بگید. And then امیر المؤمنین says, this is very important, ومن حزنه امر فليقل لا حول ولا قوة الا بالله العلي العظيم. And if something concerns you, there are many things. You have family, you are concerned about your children, your health, your family, your house, your business, your school. Always say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim. And then let me add one more thing before I conclude and we continue on this subject, inshallah, next Thursday. One of the best verses in the Quran that are healing and dawa, cure, for spiritual ailments, for depression, anxiety, stress, is ayah in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى. You begin reading it from here. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. You begin reading it from here. أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah ilaha illa ant, only this sentence. Allah ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah will take away the anxiety, the depression, the sadness from your heart. Because Allah says in the Quran, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We responded to him, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ. We saved him from an anxiety, and hence we will save everyone who says this sentence. وَكَذَلِكَ نُجْزِلْ مؤمني. So remember this ayah. Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah 87-88. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. Say this sentence. أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتْ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Inshallah, we will see you next Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Salatul Jumu'ah. And don't forget the celebration of Mawlidun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Saturday. Inshallah, faramush nemi konid jashn tawallud peygamber buzurg Islam Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ruz shanbe munaqid mi bashad, and we will see you salat al jumu'ah at 12 inshallah. Chan bayt she'r be vasile baradar azizamun janab aye Mustafa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Vale.